Got your Bibles. I got something on my heart. I hope that tonight you don't ask this question. Who's he preaching to? I'd like to think it'd be all of us. Amen? 1 Kings 15. I've got something on my mind I want to preach from. The Holy Ghost, it's remarkable to me when he inspired the writers and how he framed certain things in the scripture. And one of those will be tonight. And I want you to see it. Turn to 1 Kings 15. If you're there, say amen. Stand to your feet. Let's give reverence to the word of God. 1 Kings 15. The Bible said, now, in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Absalom, and he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. What was his father's sin? He watched him sin. And then he sinned like his father sinned. It's a shame. I want you to know God watches how we live. Amen. And you do not want to pass your sin down to your kids. Good preaching, Reverend. That's right. He walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, now notice this, this is awesome. For David's sake did the Lord his God give him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him and to establish Jerusalem. Here's where I'm going. Look at verse 5. It's a remarkable verse. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. And he turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life. And it'd be wonderful if the Holy Ghost would have stopped there. Holy Ghost didn't stop there. Holy Ghost went on and said this, and I want you to notice it. Save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Our Father, do help me help people tonight. We all have matters that we haven't dealt with. And God, I pray tonight that you would inspire folk to glean from this scripture and do that which is right in the eyes of God. And we'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. The nation of Israel was God's people and still is God's chosen people. God revealed himself to them that they would reveal themselves to someone else. By the way, God revealed himself to you that you might go out and reveal him to somebody else. Good preaching. Paul said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. The setting is after the reign of Solomon. If you study the Old Testament, after the reign of Solomon, the kingdom was divided into 10 northern tribes and 2 southern tribes. The northern tribes was called Israel or Ephraim. The southern tribes were called Judah. Every one of the northern tribes had wicked, ungodly kings. Some southern tribes had got some good kings and some bad kings. After the end of Jeroboam, the Bible said he did not do right in the eyes of the Lord. And his son Abijam took over for him, and the Bible said he didn't do right, and he followed in the sins of his father. Are y'all with me? I'm trying to go slow, but I like this. You know why he was getting the rain in the first place? It wasn't because he deserved it. Boy, I can give you a gospel sermon here. It wasn't because he deserved it. The Bible said he got the rain because of David's sake. I want y'all to all know something. You get to serve God because of Jesus' sake. Amen. 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 Hey, he was in there because of David. Hey, he was in there because God was faithful to David. David was a sweet psalmist of Israel. David was God's king. David, the Bible said, was his servant. The Bible said that he even always done the will of God. But verse 5 says, David did all those good things. Everything was wonderful. Save. And only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. David, you were right with God. David, you were my man. And you said, well, is that the only time David sinned? I want all y'all to know, that's not the only time he sinned. First Chronicles records that he sinned when he took a census and numbered Israel. He sinned. Why wasn't that sin mentioned? God did not mention the census. He only mentioned one thing. Save in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Y'all all with me? By the way, his sin was not a fling. It just wasn't a weak moment. It wasn't a blunder. It was an out-and-out rebellion toward God. We see him helping somebody, and they got blessed. But we see him hurting his testimony in this one area. There's something that mattered in his life. A segment in David's life, so grave, such a failure, that the Bible said that he blessed God in everything save in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Mark it down. God, hey, by the way, you might not like what I'm about to preach. God marks down what you're doing. And you will stand at the judgment seat. And some of you don't believe what I preach on the judgment seat. You better hope you're right in how you live, because I want you to know if what I believe is true, you're in trouble. Good preaching, Reverend. I want to preach tonight on this. Boy, this stirs me. I want to preach on. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? I remember my daddy. When I get a little contrary and out of the way, Jeremy, you know what he said? It's his favorite term. What's the matter with you, boy? Anybody ever had your daddy do that to you? What's the matter with you, boy? You acting a fool. I want to preach on this thing. What is the matter with you? What is that matter? What is that thing, that situation that hinders you from going all the way from God and probably will hinder you from ever doing the will of God the way you should? Good preaching, Reverend. I'm talking about the area, the junk in your trunk that we don't get out. Somebody help me preach. We need to quit playing games with God. Somebody help me. What is the matter? Maybe it's lust. Maybe it's pornography. Maybe it's drinking. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's gambling. Teenager, it might be your music, your friend, your pride. What's the matter? What's the area? What's the holdup in your life? What is it that you might be remembered for the rest of your life? Let me just ask you a question. Y'all getting this? What is the matter with you? We know what the matter of David was. And that was the sin with Uriah the Hittite. What's the matter with you? Oh, you might say, I don't drink. I don't social drink. I don't cuss. I don't smoke. I don't this and I don't that. But you're a gossip and you're a talebearer and you're a backbiter. And you stir up people as much as you can and you sow discord among the brethren. I want you to know something. That's a matter. That's just as wicked as you taking a drink. That's just as wicked as us living like a dog. I'll tell you another matter. Hold on, I ain't done preaching yet. Sometimes it's just an attitude. Sometimes it's this. It's a bitterness. Come on, look at me. I want y'all to know something. I know that life ain't fair. I know we all go through situations that are not fair. But I do not want you to equate your experience with God. Life might not be fair, but God's more than fair. It was God that took you through that hard time. It was God that took you through that misery. Yes, you're having trouble, but don't blame it on him. Blame it on yourself or blame it on the devil. What's the matter with you anyhow? It's good stuff. Now I want you to do me a favor. So we can find the matter. I want you to go over with me and let's look at the matter. To 2 Samuel chapter number 11. It's the matter. It is the matter. It is what God records about David. David, you the sweet psalmist. David, you the greatest king of Israel. David, Jesus is coming through you. And you did all that good stuff, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Here's what I'm trying to get to. Probably every one of us in this room has a matter. I ain't saying it's alcohol. I'm not saying it's pornography. I ain't saying it's any of that. It could be you just don't forgive people. It could be, I don't know what it is, but it's that matter that God says I'm not pleased with. Can I say it again, church? What's the matter with you? I'll give you, I don't know, 4 or 5 things. Just go over it with me. 2 Samuel 11. Are y'all going to follow me tonight? Let's look at it. First of all, the matter of David started with a sinful decision. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still in Jerusalem. Number one, I see an unwise lingering. He was lingering somewhere where he shouldn't be. Amen. Let me say this to you. You cannot allow yourself to linger somewhere that it will affect you spiritually. You just can't do it. You know what some of y'all need to do? If there's somebody that's causing you, that's trying to bring you down, and they're a gossip, and they're always saying something negative about the preacher or the church, you know what you need to say to them? Get out of my face, jerk. You are not bringing me down, and you're not going to affect my preacher, and you're not going to affect our church, and don't linger around it.
Amen, preacher. Amen. Preach it now, brother. Yes, sir.
Unwise lingering. King's supposed to go to battle. Why did he fail? He failed because he didn't do what God wanted him to do. Then I look at verse 2. Then I see an unending look. And it came to pass on the evening tide that David rose from his bed and walked up on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. An unbending look. Man, I want to tell you something. I didn't know this could happen. And I'm social media blows my mind anyway. And I didn't know this could happen. But you know, pop-ups can come on your thing. You can get some friend requests from idiots. They try to set people up on them things. They'll get little clips of somebody on there, Jeff. Then they'll have clips of nudity. And I can tell you, you might not be able to. I don't know how to block that stuff. Somebody teach me and I'll do it. You may have a pop-up, but that don't mean you got to keep looking at the pop-up.
Yeah, come on, preacher. That's right.
I ain't gonna tell you, ain't gonna have a pop-up. But the problem is, you just keep looking.
Amen.
Good preaching, Reverend. Verse number 3. And David sent and inquired after the woman and said, is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah, the Hittite? Then I see an unhealthy lust. By the way, the more you linger, and the more you look, will develop an unhealthy lust. Then I see an uncontrollable longing. He wanted her. Hello. I want y'all to know something. I'm just going, can I get plain? Can I be plain? These people need to put, you need to put safeguards in your life. Come on now. You need to have barriers up that will not allow you to get to that point. Hello? Do you know I know preachers right now that's not preaching because of that? I know families that are broke up because of that. Somebody help me preach. A sinful decision. He ought to win the battle. Some of you ought to be doing the will of God. You ought to be serving God instead of hanging around something that's unhealthy for you. Now look at this. It goes farther. Number 2, I see a sneaky deception. Look at 3a. And David sent and inquired after the woman. Curious inquiry, and said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah? And I don't know if y'all know this, but David's counselor was her grandpa. Am I right? His name was Ahithophel. You know what happened to him? He betrayed David and was going to kill David. And Absalom was so wicked, but he wouldn't even listen to him.
Amen.
Good preacher, Reverend. See, there's some of you, you hear about a bad party. You hear about a sad, bad situation. Why don't you just, instead of inquiring about it and then nosy, stay out of it? Boy, it's quiet in here. Sounds like I'm about to kill some of y'all. People that cheat, you know, people cheat on their wives. Come on now. They just linger in the wrong place. And they give in to the devil. 3 weeks ago. Now I want y'all to know something. I'm not like some of you. I ain't gonna kick somebody when they're down. I had a boy that committed adultery called me about 3 weeks ago. He done messed it all up, okay? It's gonna follow him, but he done lost his church, lost his wife, lost his kids. But he called me up and he said, Brother Smith, anything you could tell me? And I told him, I said, I want to tell you something. You probably ain't going to fix what's happening. But you still got the rest of your life. And you still can serve God. Somebody help me preach. Right. And you know what? He told me. He told me it was a 5-minute indiscretion. Counseling a lady in his office when he needed to have some support around him. You young preachers, you preachers, listen to me. Don't you counsel somebody that you don't have some ears around you that can protect you, and don't you get in trouble. You said, what in the world's getting into you? The word of God. Verse 4, I see a coveting insistence. And David sent messengers and took her. He took her. It's one thing to spot her, but now he loses it. He took her. And then verse 4, we see committed immorality. He sleeps with her. Well, I know, Chad. It's quiet in here. It sounds like a graveyard in here. You hear me out? There's a lot of messes that people have created in their life could have been avoided if it had made the right decision and not been sneaky. I know people. I mean, they get on that Facebook and they find ways to be creative. Hello? Hey, man, you don't need to be on. Listen to me, a message with another man's wife. And if you are not right in your teaching about marriage, you ought not be on there with another man. Or a woman with a woman. Somebody help me preach. You didn't get that way by just snapping your finger. You got that way because you coveted, because you committed immorality. And what in the world is the matter with you? I done got 2 amens. That's it. That's all right. Now I want you to notice the selfish destruction. You know what happened? Look at verse 6. And David sent to Joab, saying, send me Uriah the Hittite. And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come unto him, David demanded of how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war was prospering. What a sneaky sucker. It's quiet in here. What, y'all listening? I hope. And Uriah was one unto him. And David demanded how Joab done. You heard that verse 8. And David said to Uriah, go down to thy house and wash thyself. And Uriah departed out of the house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. Y'all with me? Stay with me. I see a selfish destruction. See, the matter will make you kill everything around you and wipe everything out. I see a calculating agenda. Get him. What he wanted to do is get him to go lay with his wife. So that he could cover up for him laying with his wife. You know what old Uriah done? You know what he done? Where'd he do? Where'd he sleep at? Where?
The king's door.
The king's door. You ain't supposed to be here. You're supposed to be down there. Because I need to cover it up. I'm trying to destroy you, boy.
Amen, preacher. That's exactly what
I want you to know there's a lot of people that are self-destructing and they have a calculating agenda. And then verse 7 and 8, a careless attitude. And verse 10, a conceited approach. Look what he said in verse 10. And when they had told David, saying, Uriah went not down unto his house, David said unto Uriah, comest thou not from thy journey? Why then didst thou not go down unto thine house? Uriah said to him, the ark and Israel and Judah abide in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Should I go unto my house to eat and drink and lie my wife? As thou livest and as thy soul liveth, I will not do it. Woo! What conceit. See, you know what David wanted? He wanted the coast to be clear. That's what a lot of people want. They want the coast to be clear. They want the heat off of them because they don't want to deal with the matter. Well, what in the world is the matter with you? Then verse 15, I see a covert acknowledgement. Look what the Bible said in verse 15. And he wrote in the letter saying, set ye Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him that he may be smitten and die. Listen to this, boys. Jeff, I'm trying to hurry. Dear God. He wrote a letter and sent it by Uriah. And you know what? Uriah didn't open the letter. Uriah was so pure, so wonderful, he didn't even open the letter. Because if he wrote the letter, he opened the letter and said, hey, that guy set me up. You better be careful who you listen to, who you get around. Because they might be trying to use you and set you up.
You're right,
preacher. I've had them try to set me up. Hello?
Yep.
Am I preaching all right?
Amen, preacher. You're preaching good.
I'm glad you said that because I ain't sure if anybody else thinks that. Number four. I'm almost done. I'm wrapping this thing up, Jeremy. I see a stubborn determination. Uriah is dead. He's out of the way. The coast is clear. Look over there in verse number 18. 17, 18. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died also. Then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war. What a callous perspective. Under any other circumstances, he'd have mourned that guy's death. But he was glad. He was glad. Whew. And by the way, he had a continued practice. You know what he done? Then he went out, Ray, and married her. What's quiet in here, Ann? By the way, what's the matter with you? Now, it may not be adultery. It may not be pornography. But what is your matter? What is that thing that will live with you and is live with you and will live with you the rest of your life if you don't get it right? Is it you disrespect authority? I heard Brother Jared preach on don't lay your hand on God's anointing. There are a lot of people do that. Yeah, I heard his sermon. By the way, I want all y'all to know something. I've been called about everything. There's people that will be disrespectful just to be disrespectful, to think they get you in the flesh. But hear me, don't you ever retaliate to them. If you have to, ignore them, but don't you retaliate to them. Somebody help me preach. But he kept on practicing it. Kept it up. I want y'all to know something. You may not think people knows your matter, but they actually do. You can't cover it up forever. And you know, in David's case, let's do a word game. Let's just do a word association, and you be honest. I say the word David. What do you think? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Sure, I know what it is. Bathsheba, killing Uriah. You don't think, sweet psalmist of Israel, you don't think the guy that led Israel to its greatest heights? No, no. The rest of his legacy. Tina, the rest of his legacy. God bragged on him. He said, save in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Can I ask you a question? What's the matter here? Is it hidden bitterness? Are you angry with God? Are you mad? Are you frustrated with God? Is it an attitude that you have that you really sometimes are not aware of it, but it's in you, and you when you get out where you shouldn't be, it comes out of your mouth, and it's a deep-rooted thing that you got that you have never dealt with. Just, what is the matter with you? What is that thing? What? You just haven't dealt with it. I'm done. Stinging developments. It wasn't the end of the story. First of all, he got punished. He said, what happened to him? Do you know what happened to him? Do you? God, can I tell you? Not one hair of his head was hurt. But let's go over the story. Can I? Do y'all mind? The baby, God took the baby. Now, a lot of people lose babies, and it ain't no fault of nobody. Ain't no fault of nobody. It just happens, and it's awful. But I got a healing God. And I don't even understand it all the time. I don't even understand why some heathen people can have litters of babies. And some good people that want to have babies can't. I don't understand none of that. We've had some of that in my own family. But I ain't bitter about it. But I ain't in the story. Can I tell you what else happened? He had a daughter named Tamar. She had a half-brother named Amnon. He had a friend named Jonadab. Amnon had a lust for his sister. But he didn't really want to do anything, and he fought it. But he lingered with the wrong friend. Some of you hang with the wrong people. And he lingered with the wrong friend. And then he ended up raping his sister. David lost his baby. David's daughter was raped. David's son Absalom killed Amnon. And David's army killed Absalom. And his hair was up in an oak tree. Am I preaching? And you know what? There's some of you that got a matter, and you're going to walk right out that door because you never come to the altar. Because you're never wrong. And you never say you're sorry. And you never repent because you're never wrong. You're the guy in the church that's right all the time. And you're a liar. You're a snake. Somebody help me. I want all y'all to know we all fail. And when you do, you ought to get right. Hello. I'm done. Did I say that? But let me ask you, let me show you this thing. Then there was a perpetual reminder. How many years ago was that, Chad? We've had 2,000 years since the cross. How many years ago was that? 2,500? Somewhere in there. And we're still talking about it. When you die and we put you in the grave, what are they going to remember you for? Are they going to remember you for good works? Or are they going to remember you? Well, they did this good, and they did that good, and they were well in that. But I don't remember none of that. I just remember the matter. I just remember the matter. I'd hate to die in my legacy as the biggest troublemaker in the church. I'd hate to die and think I ever laid a hand on God's ministry. I hate to die bitter. And it'll follow you. Follow folk. We're still talking about it. We're still talking about it. The matter. The matter. Still this day talking about it. One of these days you'll know John Smith's dead. And I'm gone. And I hope when they lay me up here and Chad and the boys do my funeral that you don't walk in front of him and say, well, he is a good man, but he had a matter. Never dealt with it. He said, when you come up there, you look at me. I hope I've left a legacy. When you come up and look at me, say, well, I didn't always agree with that guy. Some of his doctrine kind of stirred me up. But you know something? He loved God. And you know something? He pastored a church for 40-some years and loved his people. See, I got to be honest with you. I don't want to have a matter. See, I can tell you this. Now, I don't go around certain people, and I'm not. But I love everybody. I'm not going to let somebody hurt me over and over. So I don't go around them just to get slurred. But I want you to know something. I don't have a matter with them. This morning I teased like a crazy man. Didn't I tease this morning? Yeah. And I got on Chandler and I told him he was a sweet guy, but I shouldn't have said he was big. I'm fatter than Hulk calling somebody like that. Let me just tell you a little bit about John Smith. Now, he didn't think a thing about it, but you know what I'd done? I said, man, I got a little bit too carried away. He didn't think a thing about it. Mom and Dad didn't think about it, but you won. I don't want to ever have a matter.
Bless your heart,
preacher. I don't want to ever have something that would cause somebody else to stumble. And you know I was playing this morning, innocent and crazy. But you know what? If I thought, Deanna, I offended you, I'd get it right. Because I don't want to have a matter. Somebody help me preach. Can I ask you something? What's your matter? Is it something, maybe it's something somebody else done to you and you ain't never got over it. You ain't forgiven them. You haven't got it right. And they still eat you. And you know what happens, Susan? We can't help it. When we have a matter, it some way in our conversation comes out. We can't help ourselves. You know why we can't help ourselves? We haven't dealt with the matter. Just haven't. When's the last time you got on that altar and said, it is me, O Lord, that's standing in the new prayer? Preacher, I got a matter. It might not be you drinking. I ain't calling you a drunk. It might just be you thinking something that you shouldn't think. Right? A matter. Can I ask you, what's the matter with you? What's your problem? I'm going to be honest with you. I know I'm not long for here. Y'all know I'm not long for here. But I want y'all to know, I am going to do my best to cross the finish line and not have a matter. I've had some before, Rich, but I did what I done. I was responsible, and I faced up to my matters, and I didn't push them off, and I didn't make excuses. I just said, guilty, I'm getting right. These people, there's stuff in people's junk. There's some people got junk in their trunk right now that they got a matter, and it's haunting them right now. And they will not deal with it. And David didn't, and we're still talking about it. Still talking about it. Some of you might say, lay off David. Well, tell God to lay off David. God's the one brought it up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's the matter with you? Well, y'all's ready for me to be done, I can tell. And I want to be done. But what scares me is I'm going to preach this, and some of you got matters. And it may not be that you're a wicked drunk. It just may be something that plagues you and has kept you from being a giant for God. What is the matter with you? Stand with me. I'm going to go up there and pray at my seat. I am not going to try to pull out an altar call tonight. I think if I hadn't preached enough and God hadn't dealt with you in this, they probably ain't no helping you anyway. So y'all come if you need to. If you need to and you don't, that's on you. But I'm praying, let's sing.
Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.